Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
There I was with the old man, stranded again, so off I'd ran. A young world crashing around me.
That's Ann Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. I know you thought it was hard, and it is, but that's her name, Ann. Her sister's Nancy. That's Nancy on guitar there, by the way.
No, child.
The Dog and the Butterfly. Great song. Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're spinning some tunes and talking about small business with our good friend, Tom Anastasi. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Please go there. Don't wait till you have a chance. Do it now. Just go ahead and do it now. The brand new video up, brand new poll question on the website, lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. You can read, you can listen, you can ask questions, you got 5 seconds, you got 3 minutes, we can help you out in any time in between that on any topic under the small business sun. Tom has contributed a great deal to us in the time that he's been a member of our Brain Trust, especially recently as we're talking about leadership. Tom's book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, that's your website, too. Your name is your website, isn't it?
It is.
So is
it? It is, and they can also get the book at Amazon.com or right. GlenbridgePublishing.com. And but if they go to my website, then I'll sign it for them. And you know,
right.
My book or any book that's signed by the author makes an amazing gift.
And it does, and I tell people when I autograph my books, Tom, I promise them it will affect the price of the book on eBay, but I can't promise them which way. Hey, Tom, we're talking about leadership. In the previous segment, you talked to us about coaching style. We're talking about styles of leadership, folks. And last segment, Tom talked about the coaching style. And what's the other style that we want to talk about today?
The other style is the pace-setting style.
Pace-setting style...
What you do is you set the bar, and as we all know, growth is extremely important to any business. You need to maintain growth at least commensurate with inflation and a little bit more if you'd like to become successful. And so what you do is you sit there and say, okay, sales are at, let's say, $50,000 a month. So what we want to do is we want to have sales at $80,000 a month, and that's going to be our goal. And sometimes you have rewards for hitting that. Sometimes there are punishments or threats for not hitting
consequences. Let's call them consequences.
Yeah. And but rewards tend to work a little bit better in most cases.
Right.
And so what happens is that if you set that bar too high, people are going to sit there and say, well, I can never hit that. Forget it. I'm not even going to try. And that's the danger, setting that bar too high. And, you know, double-digit, 40 to 50% growth in this economy, in most businesses, in most areas, is perhaps setting the bar a little too high.
Right.
Now, of course, there are exceptions to every rule. Now, what I found is that if you extended, let's say, that sales are at $50,000 a month, and you say, well, let's go up to $55,000 a month, and there's going to be a lot of rewards for you if you do it, that's still going to be a stretch, but it's not going to be the stretch that's going to be so unbelievable that people are just not even going to try.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get there, and you want to have people reach that goal most of the time. If they're reaching it all the time, you're probably not setting the goal high enough.
Michelangelo said, the only thing worse than setting your goal too high and missing it is setting it too low and reaching it.
Yeah, and I would definitely agree with that. But on the other hand, let's say that people make the goal, let's say, 10 out of 12 months. That's probably pretty good, pretty good. And that's kind of a good balance between too high and too low, because you want people to always feel that they're being successful also.
Well, you want to get people out of their comfort zone. You want to get them to stretch. Here's the way I would think about that. If $5,000 a month growth, $50,000 to $55,000, if that wasn't going to cause people to have a little bit if that wasn't just a little bit beyond their comfort zone, then I think that would not be enough. So in other words, 56,000 might be the better number. Whatever the number or the rung on the ladder or whatever, the brass ring, whatever you're reaching for, it needs to be just a little bit out of their comfort zone. What do you think?
Right. And so if they hit the 55, then you say, okay, let's do 57, then let's do 58, and let's do, and you keep on, you know, raising the bar slightly. So celebrate that victory and say, okay, now let's keep going. And eventually you're going to find the part where, okay, that's where they are. Let's kind of, you know, let's make it, let's be at that height for a while. And then when they catch that, keep on extending it.
So the pace setter, helps them set the bar, helps them achieve it, but they sort of lead themselves because they're motivated for the reward that you've established for them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So keep raising that bar, raising the reward, and you're going to find that people are going to sit there. Again, you don't want people to be so comfortable that they don't want to try, because as the entrepreneur, as the owner of that business, you are responsible for growth.
This is an excellent leadership style to use with the sales force, Tom, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Tom, give us your website again, please.
TomAnastasi.com.
Check it out, folks. The book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. Tom, come back again real soon.
Oh, absolutely.
We always get smarter when you join us. Tom Anastasi, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.